Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Die Suid-Afrikaanse Nasionale Padagentskap SANRAL het die afgelope week verskeie toegekende tenders ter waarde van 17,5 miljard rand gekanselleer. Dit beteken die konstruksie van hierdie projekte sal vertraag word hangende 'n nuwe tenderproses. Die projekte sluit in 'n brug oor die Mthethu rivier in KwaZulu-Natal wat aangewys is as een van die land se presidensiële prioriteitsprojekte om die ekonomie te stimuleer na die COVID-19 pandemie. Die projek is op sowat 3,4 miljard rand gewaardeer. Ander tenders het verbeterings aan twee beduidende wisselaars in Durban en Pietermaritzburg ingesluit en ook die rehabilitasie van 'n pad in die Oos-Kaap. Woesie Mouna is nou op die lyn, hy is 'n woordvoerder van SANRAL. Woesie, thanks so much for joining me. Why were these contracts or these tenders cancelled?
There was material irregularity that was identified in the tendering process, and I could just unpack that. On January 28, 2020, the board took a resolution that the same design consultants that we use for design and for the development of technical specifications should not be involved in the evaluation of the technical submissions by the bidders. This decision was not implemented when the five affected tenders were evaluated. And this was established by internal audit and SANRAL's internal legal department, but also confirmed by an external legal opinion. And therefore, an important conclusion was that the participation of the design consultants in the technical evaluation was non-compliant with the board's resolution of January 28, 2020. And therefore constituted material irregularity.
Is there any corruption or fraud involved here, or is it just a technical transgression?
No, there is no corruption, there's no fraud. It's non-compliance. And, you know, we accept that the cancellation would delay the implementation of critical infrastructure. But we can't say because of that, because we are rushing to implement this infrastructure, we must therefore throw out of the window the rule book, as it were, because that would be the start of a breakdown of governance. And we have seen that happen with a number of state-owned entities. It hasn't happened at SANRAL, and we don't want it to happen.
What is the process now? Would these tenders need to be reissued, and should firms and consortiums now rebid for them?
Yes, board is instructed that these must be advertised and finalized or awarded within the next 4 months. And I think it's because board is alive to the fact that, one, we are very critical to the sustainability of the construction sector. So we don't want to disadvantage the sector.
So within 4 months?
Within 4 months, we must have finalized and awarded. That's the instruction from board. So that the industry, you know, can go on with the business, but also we can deliver the critical infrastructure.
Just give us a bit of context. You know, these tenders relate to 17.5 billion rand, and they're pretty big tenders. How many tenders does SANRAL have on offer at any given time? And how significant is this 17.5 billion rand, you know, in relation to the total tender activity of SANRAL?
It's quite significant. If you look at our allocation today in the budget vote that was delivered by our minister, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's just under 40 billion that we are getting. If you haven't awarded 17 billion, that's quite a chunk of what we are being allocated per annum. We're not going to underplay that. I mean, at any given point in time at SANRAL, you'd have close to 200 projects underway at any given point in time. When you look at the values, I mean, they're far above even what we've been allocated today. Some of them are multi-year, you know, projects.
Why wasn't the board's resolution regarding the technical specifications not, you know, done properly within the tender process? Why wasn't it adhered to?
This is something that board itself is seized with. Board wants to establish the root cause. It would be premature to speak now before that determination has been made. But yes, board wants to find out what actually happened. We'll wait and see.
So is there a process going on to find out?
There is definitely a process. I mean, there is no board that would see or allow a decision that is made not to be observed and it doesn't investigate how that came about.
Sunrail is a state-owned enterprise which is really critical to South Africa, and in many ways it's one of the most successful parastatals in the country. Our national roads are generally in an excellent condition, but mostly of that flows from continuous contracts and tenders you put out. And it seems like in the previous financial year, a lot of tenders were postponed or not awarded and was postponed to this financial year. And the number is around 258 projects. How efficient is Sunrail's tender process?
It is efficient because work is going out. You look at companies like Robex, which announced its financial results about 2 days ago. It attributes a lot of its achievements to the work that it got from Sunrail, and not just Robex, a number of companies. So things have installed. We are churning out work. Is it happening at the pace that we desire or that the industry would desire? Probably not. So there is definitely room for us to improve efficiencies and to bring in more people. I think it's more a question of the warm bodies, and management is looking at how best to resource and bring assistance to the supply chain management unit.
It's been received quite negatively. You know, some people who were awarded the tenders labeled the decision to cancel them as it's being a crisis. Another person said it's a disaster for the construction industry, which it could take years from to recover. Another person said that it will definitely impact South Africa's economic growth. Now, I know that may be an exaggeration, but it seems as if the construction groups who are involved were quite surprised with the announcement. How was it communicated?
Those who would have put in their bid, received letters notifying them about the cancellation. We don't want to underplay the impact, but as you yourself correctly put it, in some instances, it might be an exaggeration. As I've said earlier, within the next 4 months, these should have been awarded because we are alive to the fact that we are the lifeblood to a very great extent of the construction industry.
Due process, I think that is a bold step from the Sunrail board, and especially in the current context of what is happening in South Africa, it needs to be commended. It's just a pity that it is such a critical sector for South Africa. The construction industry can really ignite some growth if there are proper infrastructure investment opportunities coming online. So hopefully you can accelerate the process and award the tenders within 4 months. How long would it take normally?
It normally would take up to 9 months. You know, there are instances where, because of how complex some of these projects are, it could even take a year or just over a year. You know, 4 months, we're really cutting it thin and putting ourselves under pressure precisely because we are aware industry can't wait this long, you know, for these tenders to come back on stream.
Vusi, thank you so much for your time tonight. That was Vusi Mona, die woordvoerder van Sunrail.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.